Do you guys get that Motor thing? Is that Progressive?
Old Spice? It's Progressive. You're right.
Is it Progressive? I don't get that whole campaign. Do you?
It's kind of like beer spots where they're not really giving you a specific message. It's all about image and humor. Make it memorable.
But how is that funny?
No, it's just
I don't get it. Part, yeah. I mean, I don't hate it or anything. It's just, what's the point?
It's bizarre.
A motor. I'd be motor on top, legs on the bottom. I'm like, what in the hell are you talking? What?
I didn't get the Old Spice ads. I was just.
I didn't either.
Why is that supposed to inspire me to get Old Spice?
I would agree. We could ask Dr. Merman, should I be high when I buy Old Spice? What do you think, Dr. Merman?
Sure.
Hey, Tom. I just goes, ah, yeah, sure.
Why not? I love your Queen impersonations.
Oh, you like my Queen? Thank you. I tried to impersonate the Queen. Bark like a dog. Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
We do have some great news. The governor just a few days ago, I think on the 31st, announced that we can now do cannabis work virtually. So we can certify people virtually, and the pharmacies are actually doing virtual consultations and having curbside pickup for the medications. So this is very helpful in these times of the pandemic. So we usually do it on Zoom. We see each other on the screen. It's very convenient. Most clinics are now converting to telemedicine. So you go to any big clinic like Park Nicollet or whatever, and you hardly see anybody there. Everybody's on the phone and their computer screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. The requests I'm getting lately are for a lot of people are suffering anxiety, especially with this virus thing. So they're asking if they can get cannabis, and cannabis does work very well for anxiety, except it's not a qualifying condition, unfortunately. However, a lot of people in these days, they get so stressed, they can't sleep, they may have nightmares. And that is often, it can often be diagnosed as PTSD. It's acute PTSD. You know, sometimes PTSD is chronic. It's like from something happened in the past. But recent stresses can also induce it. And we usually ask our psychologist to diagnose it and if that's what it is, and then I can certify. She also works on Zoom or phone, and helps people dealing with their anxiety. So, I think people should be calling their psychologists more nowadays because, this is a very stressful time, this should help a lot. Sometimes a couple comes in comes into Zoom. Then the wife complains, oh my God, you know, this, he's like cooped up in here. He's not going to work. He's getting antsy, irritable, angry. I can't stand him anymore. Maybe he's got PTSD. I don't know.
Right.
Give him
right.
some cannabis. Maybe he'll be nice again. Can I even say that? I don't know.
Of course. Absolutely.
But that works. You know, it does calm people down, you know. You don't fun anymore because you're all calm, you know, like you've been saying.
Yeah, look at Tommy, how laid back I am. Well, I'd like to offer an example. I wear a Fitbit to bed every night. And for new listeners, before I went to see Dr. Merman a couple of years ago, I had not slept at all, except for a very brief period when I first met Catherine. But I never slept through the night from the time I was 19 years old till 2 years ago. So almost 50 years, right? So I go on medical cannabis because I got PTSD like a madman. That's the whole deal. A fair rating of sleep would be around 75. A good rating would be around 80, and anything over 80 would be really good. A good rating, you have to sleep at least 7 hours. Well, no, that's not true. 6 hours, 6.5 hours if it's good, solid sleep. But my ratings for the past 7 days, and this is a guy I never slept for all those years. My ratings were 82, 75, 81, 80, 74, 85, 81, 86, and 86. I mean, I've been sleeping through all of this. I have a lot of worries now. you know, we have other things we're involved in, and we had to lay off a lot of people. There are people from this show that had to leave the show. I'm very worried about that. I'm worried for them. I should be getting zero sleep compared to the old days, but even with all of this stress and anxiety, I'm sleeping very, very well. So I will just thank you up and down Broadway, Dr. Merman, because I would be, Catherine would be miserable if it weren't for you because of the way I'd be acting.
Well, that sounds great. And you know what? This is what I'm hearing. You know, sleep and anxiety are the first thing to improve. You know, I wish we could have them as qualifying conditions by themselves. Maybe we'll get it eventually.
I would hope
so. Yeah, it's great. I mean, also, like, a lot of people with pain, like, they were waiting for some procedures, you know, shots in their backs or radiofrequency ablation or surgery or whatever, and now it's postponed, and now mm-hmm. they're in pain. So, again, they should be considering cannabis for pain relief because that's really the safest method compared to some of the drugs that are out there, even over the counter. As I've been saying, even anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen are not as safe as cannabis. They're quite dangerous, actually.
Yeah, there's no question about
it. And the psychology, you know, psychology is important to help people deal with the stress. So, I mean, if they want to talk to our psychologist at lifemedical.us or to me or whatever, or they can call their psychologist, people should be utilizing these. Can I mention, I was thinking it's very important, again, to talk about it right now and, I mean, obviously, we are mostly using supportive measures like symptomatic relief, like medications like decongestants and cough suppressants and antibiotics. Mm-hmm. But I've been involved in quite a few sessions with homeopaths worldwide right now. We're having meetings on Zoom, and people or homeopaths are treating COVID very effectively all over the world. They're seeing very good results. They are preventing complications, they're preventing hospitalizations. What homeopathy does is actually improves your body's ability to deal with the infections, and that really has to be looked at. It's a very controversial area, but the information is all on our website. There's a lot of historical data on how homeopathy has been used in the epidemics of the past, including the Spanish flu of 1918. People using homeopathy, almost none of them died, where general population had a lot of mortality. So, and we are doing the same thing now. And we have homeopaths in Minnesota, quite a few of them. I do it. And we usually take the case on Zoom or phone or whatever and then just give the remedy for free because they're so inexpensive. Very effective. So that should be looked at. It's lifemedical.us. Just click on the COVID button. And all the information is right there. And we also have research. I mean, people ask, is there research in homeopathy? Well, yes, there is. It's double-blind placebo-controlled trials published in the reasonable, like regular journals, regular conventional journals. So it's all right there for you to see. I think that's the main message. I mean, cannabis, yes, it's very good that we can do it virtually. And it's helpful, very helpful to people. But for actual improvement of your chances to get over COVID. That, I mean, homeopathy has to be looked at. Anybody has any questions? I can answer any questions on this.
Tony, Brian, Candace, any questions?
Anybody? Questions on cannabis?
No, these are disc jockeys. You have to remember, they're probably halfway drunk by now. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm totally stoned right now. No, I had a question at the beginning. It's driving me crazy. And I thought, well, I'll just bide my time till the end. And sorry, it's gone.
Are different forms as effective, say, if it's topical, as the same as taking a pill?
There's four forms in Minnesota. It's pills, liquid oil, vape, and topical, and people are reporting success with all of them. And it's very individual. You know, that's what the pharmacist does. The pharmacist at the dispensary is the expert in how to use it, and they give patients different options, and patients try it, and then report how they do, and then the pharmacist adjusts the medications. And So there's difference in administration method, like these four that I mentioned. Also, the differences in THC to CBD content. So if somebody has too much mind-altering effect from the medication, that THC needs to be reduced, and that's what the pharmacist does. And hardly anybody has any side effects from what I'm seeing in follow-up. I mean, the doctors in Minnesota are not the ones managing the prescription. It's the pharmacist that's at the dispensary. They are very well trained. Some of them abroad, like I spoke with one, and she actually trained in Israel, where this is, quite better developed than in the United States. And so they give advice, and people usually figure out what works for them, you know, in the first month or two of use, and then they are happy as a clam, as they say. Very, very helpful.
It is a wonderful thing.
The question I would have, Dr. Merman, is, and I'm sorry if you already addressed it, but how do I get started? If I say I'm interested in this, what's my first step? Do I call my family practitioner? Do I get a hold of you?
I mean, there are a few docs in the state certifying people. If you want me to do it, just go on our website, lifemedical.us, or call our office, 952-933-8900. And we'll put you in the schedule. I'll see you on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we'll figure out what the condition is, whether it qualifies. We'll look at the records. It's easy to get the records transferred to us so I can review them. And then we'll certify if that applies. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email right from the site. You just go to lifemedical.us and send an email to me, and I'll communicate with you on email until, we figure out if this is appropriate.
I think it's wonderful.
I just like to talk to people before they come in, just to be sure that whatever we do, makes sense. So it's a very easy process, and a very easy process after you're certified by me or whoever does it. The government approves you. The office, the cannabis office, the people there are extremely nice, very, very helpful. And the phone number is published on the website, that if you put in Google Minnesota Cannabis Office, I forgot the exact address, but it pops up right away, and there's a phone number if you have to call them. But usually you don't, we figure it out, and we certify, then you get an email right away from the government telling you you've been certified. Then you need to go through the process for approval, which is fairly easy. It's all online, and then you get approved, and then you call a dispensary, and then the pharmacist actually does this virtually with you. Very simple, and everybody involved is really nice, starting with me.
I don't want to argue the point here, but Dr. Merman, thank you as always for your time. Great, great news, and thank you for all the help. And my wife will be forever grateful to you for calming me down. It's a wonderful thing.
That's great. I love to hear that. Stay safe, everybody. This is stressful, but it'll go. It'll be over at some point.
I like it. Thank you, Dr. Merman.
All the best, everybody. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Dr. Merman, Life Medical. One good thing about Life Medical, not just one good thing, but one of the great things about it is when I have to go over to Life Medical for a little, check-in. And he's got great people, psychologists. He's got physical therapists. He's got all those people at Life Medical in that building. So I go over there, and then I get to go to Trader Joe's and Fresh Time, which is right across Minnetonka Boulevard. What do you think of that action?
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, so I mean, like a lot of people, I'm pretty ignorant about it. I think, he was talking about the telemedicine, and that's the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, we make that leap forward, and we're doing it now, it's not going back to the way it was. And I think for good reason. It's going to be more cost effective for your insurance companies and for our pocketbooks as well. But yeah, I didn't know if you had to, get a note from your doctor before you went to Dr. Merman and Life Medical, or if they could diagnose you and do the whole thing themselves. Okay.
They do the whole thing themselves, and they're very, very nice people. It's not a judgmental deal at all. It's not like, this is an aside. I'll tell you that something I didn't even realize. So I went in to see Dr. Merman, got on a program, and then I wanted to get a physical. They wanted me to have a physical, so I got a physical. And one of the doctor who did the physical said, Tom, you've got a really bad hernia and you need to have it repaired or it could be a real problem. it would just look like a little bump on the like the left side of my pubic bone. And I've had hernias before, but apparently that in that particular spot, if it burst through, it could have killed me.
Oh man!
So that's a good upside. Just finding out, and I got the surgery done. And like you got to go into the health professionals. You know, you just have to. They'll take care of everything. It's a great place, great people. The psychologists there, like I said, are great. The physical therapists, the doctors, everybody. And it works like a charm for me. That's why I'm in such a charming mood every day.
You're a joy.
You know. You know what I'm saying. Matter of fact, I haven't seen my buddies over there at MindMed in a while. Going to get my prescription. That'll be nice.